Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. Boy, wasn't that good. I'm going to come down here. Is that all right with y'all? All right. I'm going to come down here with y'all. Do something a little different this morning. I want to make sure y'all hear me and see me. Boy, wasn't that a beautiful song? Brother Allen counted 48 sitting up here. Isn't that a blessing, church? And that's not all of them. We still have a bunch in the back. And just praise the Lord for all of these. Six rows of kids, 48 right at 50 sitting up here. And I praise the Lord for them. And I want y'all to know, if you're sitting up here and if you're not sitting up here, I want to talk to the children this morning. But I also want to talk to everybody in this place. Because the Word of God addresses everybody. And we've been in a study on the family, and I want to continue that. And actually, this will be the last sermon of this series of sermons, and I hope and pray that this series has been a blessing to everybody in this place. Boy, the fruit and the challenge that has that it has brought us, and I appreciate your attention and being here every week. I won't keep you very long, but I do want y'all's attention. I want y'all to pay attention, no talking, no looking around. I want y'all to pay attention. I'm not going to keep y'all very long. I would promise I would be short, but I better not do that because I may break my promise. But I'm going to go till the Lord tells me to hush, okay? And I want y'all's attention, but I want everybody's attention in here. The Word of God is great. The Word of God is good, and it's worth listening to. It's worth hearing, and it's worth applying this. So if you would stand with me for the reading of God's Word this morning, Ephesians chapter 6. And in verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of these kids that are down here, Lord, these teenagers and the little ones, Lord. I just praise you for them and those that are in the back, Lord. Thank you for blessing our church with so many youth. Lord, I just pray that you would give us what we stand in need of to guide them and lead them according to your word and will. But Lord, there comes a day that these children have to make a decision. And Lord, we want to guide them and lead them, but Lord, it's up to them to make that decision. And Lord, we want them to make the right decisions. And Lord, that's why we're doing this morning, to make sure that they're doing what you want them to do in this life, Lord. The only thing that matters in this life is what you think about us, Lord. The only thing that matters is what we do with Jesus, and then after that, how we follow Jesus. And I pray that these children realize that today, Lord. I pray they understand this. And Lord, if there's one of them that's lost, I want them to be saved today. But Lord, those that are saved, I pray that they would realize they have a responsibility to your word this morning. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about the family. Specifically, God requires children to obey their parents. God requires children to obey their parents. I am so thankful for all of the youth that we have in our church and all the youth that are sitting up here and sitting in the back. And I want you to know that your church loves you. Your church supports you. I've never seen a church give as much as what this church gives for your Christian education to make sure you know the truth of God's Word. I want y'all to understand that y'all don't have any more friends anywhere else than what you have sitting right here. If there's anybody behind you, this church is behind you. I know y'all face a lot. I know that y'all face a lot of temptations. Y'all face a lot of things. But I want y'all to understand y'all are not alone in this, okay? Your mom and dad's behind you. Your grandma and grandpa's behind you. The Promised Land Church is behind you. This preacher's behind you. Brother Trey's behind you. But most of all, and praise the Lord, that Jesus is behind you, okay? Now, I want y'all to understand this. And I know that as y'all are living life, that sometimes we get things out of kilter and we lose focus. But I want y'all to understand this. The most important thing in this life is not about what you're going to do when you grow up. It's not all about secular education. But the most important decision you'll ever make in life is what you do with Jesus Christ. And if you're sitting here and you've never been saved and you've never asked Jesus to save your soul, in a minute we're going to have an invitation and I want you to come up and let me show you how to be saved. And let's let God save you today. But if you're saved, I want you to listen to me, children. You have an obligation and a requirement and a commandment of the Word of God to do something, okay? There is something that we must do once we get saved. We must follow the Lord, okay? And whatever God tells us to do, we must do in our life. And I want you to understand that success in life is based on our relationship with Jesus, okay? So many people think about success as how much money you make, how big of a job or great of a job you have. Success is what you do with Jesus in this life. You want to be successful, you submit yourself to Jesus Christ and you watch Him and watch how He's going to work in your life, okay? Now I want you to understand this, that God requires children to obey their parents. Some of y'all may not like that. Some of y'all may not agree with it. I didn't agree with it for a long time. I thought it was kind of silly. I rebelled many times. But God requires every one of you to obey your parents. It is a requirement of the Word of God. I want to talk about this obedience. How do we obey? What does it mean to obey? What is God expecting us in this obedience to do? And so, number one, I want to talk about and ask the question, what is obedience? Notice what He said. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is inspired by God through the Apostle Paul. This is God's holy word. There's nothing more powerful, more true than God's word. And God says, children, obey your parents. Now, this word has a twofold meaning. This word, obey, has a twofold meaning. And the first one is simply means to listen. Listening to a request or command. So when God tells you to obey your parents, He is telling you to listen to your parents. Listen to those that are in charge of you. If you live with your mom and dad, if you live with your grandparents, whoever is your guardian, God commands you to listen to them, okay? In this obedience, it's a twofold step, but the first step is to listen. It's hard to do what they tell us to do when we're not listening to them in it. And so God requires us to listen to our parents. How many times do we flood our mind with so many other things and we fill ourselves with so many other things rather than listening to our parents, rather than listening to the adults, listening to the teachers? Let me tell you something, children. God wants you to listen. And right now you're growing, right now you're taking everything in, and everything that you get at church, everything you get in Awana and Sunday school, you need to listen. Everything your parents tells you to do, you need to listen. They know what they're talking about. I know you don't think they do, but I promise you, they know what they're talking about. When you come to church, I know it's hard not to play, it's hard not to talk, but the Bible says we need to listen. We need to listen. Before we can ever be a doer of the Word, we've got to be a hearer of the Word. And so that means we need to listen. I don't like listening. I like to talk. Y'all know that. I'm a preacher. I love to talk. And my whole life, my dad said, son, if you would just hush and listen. Hush and listen. Sometimes we would do better if we stopped talking and listen to our mom and dad and listen to what they have to tell us, okay? This is God's Word. This isn't me. This is God. God is saying, children, listen to your parents. Listen to the adults. Listen to what they have to say. And the other part of this is of this obedience is fulfilling that request or command. So to obey is so much more than listening. It is actually doing what we are told to do. If your parents tells you to do something, you are required by the Word of God to do it. I remember when I was 16, 17 years old that I thought I had it all figured out. I thought my dad was crazy, my mom was crazy, everybody that was above me was crazy, and I knew everything in the world. At the end of the day, I didn't know anything, okay? But at the end of the day, God tells us to listen to them, and then the Bible tells us to fulfill what they ask us to do. So many times I would ask the question when my parents told me to do something, why? They tell me to clean my room, why? Why? And boy, they used to get me all the time. Why do I have to do that? Very simply, because they are your mom and dad. And the reason that we listen to them and the reason that we do what they ask us to is because God told us to obey them. And God told us that if our parents told us to do something, we do it. That is the command of God. So if your parents come to you and say, listen, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, first you got to listen. And then number two, you've got to fulfill what they ask you to do because God told you to. Why do I have to listen to my dad? Why do I have to listen to my mom? Because God told you to. Well, my mom and my dad's crazy. Hey, I had crazy parents too, okay? I can relate to you. But as I grew older, I realized they weren't near as crazy as I thought they were. And as you grow older, I promise you, listen to me, I promise you will realize they're not near as crazy and ignorant as you think they are. They know what they're talking about. And that's why God told you as children to submit to your parents, okay? You need to submit to what they tell you to do. Now, y'all don't really like this sermon, I can tell. And y'all kind of giving me those eyes. But let me tell you something. This is a command of God. God told you to listen, and then God told you to do what your parents told you to do. What is the opposite of being obedient? What is it? Being bad. That's right. What is it? Is that what you're going to say? Disobedience. If you don't obey, you're being disobedient, right? And so if you're not listening, you're not doing what you're told, then you are rebelling. You are rebelling. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." The Bible says that the opposite of obeying is rebelling and being stubborn. So if you don't obey your parents, you are rebelling. Not only are you rebelling against your parents, but you're rebelling against God. You are rebelling against the Word of God. And for you to not do what they tell you to, the Bible says you're rebelling and you're being stubborn-headed. Okay? So when your parents ask you to do something, they tell you to do something, you got to do it. If not, you are being rebellious and you are being disobedient and you are being stubborn-headed. Let me tell you something. There was plenty of times in my life that I was stubborn. There was plenty of times in my life that I was rebellious to the laws and to the things that my parents taught me. But I want you to listen. What your parents are teaching you and what your church is teaching you is a foundation of truth that you need in your life. And I know you think that I may be crazy at times and your parents may be crazy at times, but it would do you well to listen to the leadership and your mom and your dad that God has placed before you, because they know what they're talking about. And if you don't do what they told you to do, you are being rebellious and you are being stubborn. And the Bible says that rebellion is a sin. So if you are not listening to your parents and not doing what they told you to do, then you are sinning. You are living a life of sin. And if you cannot get along with your mom and dad, you're going to have trouble getting along with God. And what we're doing right here in Promised Land Church is we are trying to build a foundation of truth in your hearts and in your minds, so that as you grow older, that you will apply these things to your life. You're getting stuff in Sunday school and Awana and in here, and everywhere you go, you're getting this truth, and it's piling on. But there comes a time in your life that you got to learn, I need to listen, and I need to do what I'm asked to do. I need to obey. I don't need to be stubborn. I don't need to be rebellious, because that is sin. And so we need to listen to what this truth that we have in us, okay? Now listen to me. If God wants us to obey our parents, and He said this is right, then that's what we need to do, because God ordained and God made the family, okay? God knows what He's talking about. And all of this truth that we have in us, we're to obey it and we are to follow it. Because all of these people that we think are crazy, they're really our best friends. Okay? They really know what we're going through because they've already gone through it before. They've already gone through these things and these trials. And if we would listen to them, we wouldn't make near as many mistakes. We wouldn't fail near as many times if we would listen. I thought my mom and dad was crazy, but see, they went through the same things I went through. Let me tell you something. Y'all going to go through the same things that your parents went through. And y'all need to listen. And I'm going to tell you this. There is a hold in this world. There is an attack in this world on you guys. The devil does not like y'all. Y'all are saved. Y'all are our next generation. And the devil is doing anything and everything he can to destroy every single one of you. He wants to devour you. He wants to destroy your life. He don't want you serving God. He doesn't want you to be in the youth group. He wants to destroy you. But if you're going to hold on through this, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to obey. You're going to have to be obedient. You're going to have to listen. And you're going to have to apply the things of God to your life. The world wants to destroy you. I grew up in a big youth group. Big youth group. There was probably 20, 30 of us in high school. We grew up together. You know how many of us are serving God today? Two of us. Two of us is in church serving the Lord. There's something wrong with that. And somewhere or another, we're not obeying the truth that was taught to us. Y'all know the truth. It has been preached unto you. It has been, you have been led into it over and over and over. Some of you have heard it from day one. Now, as children, you have to obey what you have learned and what you've been taught. You got to apply it to your life. You know where the power of God's Word is when we apply it to our life. When we begin to say, okay, God, I'll do it. Okay, God, I'll do it. My dad used to say, no, you can't go to those parties. Oh, Dad, I hate you. I don't care. But you're not going to the party. He knew what he was talking about. He was trying to protect me. But Dad, I want to go. I want to go with him and run down the road. No, you're not going. Why? Because I'm your daddy and I told you you're not going. Let me tell you something. He knew what he was talking about. I know that's crazy, Miss V, but he knew. And my mama knew. I thought they were ignorant. I thought they didn't have any sense, but they did. And they do. And as I grew up, I realized that everything they were doing was for my good. And let me tell you, everything that your parents and God in this church is trying to do is for your good. And it would do you well to obey the Word of God. Why do we obey? Why do we obey? Notice what he said in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. We must obey, number one, because we're Christians. Children that are in the Lord must obey because you're Christians. How many of y'all know that you're saved? If you die right now, y'all going to go to heaven. Well, let me tell you something. Y'all have a requirement. God commands you as a child of God to listen to your parents. Why do I have to listen to my parents? Because you're a child of God. You're saved. You're a Christian. You know what Christians do? They follow the Bible. You know what the Bible tells you to do? To obey your parents. And so as a Christian, you have an obligation to follow the Lord. Is He your Savior? You have a relationship with Him? If you want to keep that relationship, you better obey your parents. You better listen to them. You better hearken to what they have to say. You know why? Because you're a Christian. And that's what Christians do. They listen. You know, a lot of kids today are very disrespectful. They don't know how to say ma'am or sir. Y'all need to learn how to say ma'am and sir. That's good. Something good. Say please and thank you. Y'all know how to do that, don't you? Two or three of you? That's good. All right. Y'all got manners, don't you? Y'all been taught these things, right? Y'all learned all these things. Why do we do this? Because we're Christians. Let me tell you something. You're not to act like the world does. You're not to tell your parents to shut up like people in the world do. You're not to throw a fit on them because that's what the world does. We are to act different. You're a child of God. You're saved. And as God's people, you need to act like you're saved and treat your parents with respect and dignity. Let me tell you something. We need to respect our mama and our daddy. We need to love them and understand that as a Christian, we have an obligation to follow their leadership. Why do we obey? Because we're Christians. Notice what it said. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Bible says we must follow them because it's right. In Colossians 3:20, he said, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." It's the right thing to do to listen to your parents. It's the right thing to do to obey them. Whatever they ask you to do, whatever your leadership tells you to do, you're to obey them. Why? Because it's the right thing to do in the Lord. God wants you to do that. What does that mean? It satisfies God when we listen to Mom and Daddy. If it satisfies Him when we listen to Him, what do you think it does to Him when we don't listen to them? He's not quite as happy, is He? It's called sin. And God's not satisfied with us. Why do I have to listen to my mom and daddy? Because it's right in the Lord. It's the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do to be rebellious. Y'all listening? It's the wrong thing to be stubborn. It's the wrong thing to do opposite. But it's the right thing to say, "Yes, ma'am," and "Yes, sir." "Yes, yes, sir, I'll do it." You say, "Preacher, that's hard to do sometimes." I know. But God can help you do this. God can help you fulfill this because it's the right thing. I love this. In the Lord. It's right in the Lord. So if the Lord wants you to obey, don't you think God can help you obey? Don't you think if God wants you to listen to mom and dad that He can help you and give you the strength and give you what you stand in need of to listen to them and do the right thing? We must obey. Notice verse 2. He said, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. Why must we obey? Because it's commanded of us. It's the fifth commandment. Way back there in the Old Testament, God said, "Children, obey your parents." You honor them. You honor your father and your mother. That word honor means to respect. It means to listen. It means to obey. It means to love. It has a lot of meanings, that word honor. And that means that we need to give our life to our mom and dad. And we need to submit ourselves to them. God wants us to submit ourselves to our parents and to their leadership. Why? Because it's right in the Lord. And He has commanded you to listen. And if God has commanded you to listen, let me tell you something. He's going to require it of you. You know what that means? That if we go meet Jesus today and we go to judgment, we're going to have to answer. Okay? It is right. It is the commandment of God. God has commanded you to obey your parents. We must obey because disobedience to our parents is simply disobedience to God, and it is sin. If you disobey your parents, listen to me, y'all are disobeying God. If you're in awe, if you're in trouble with your parents, let me tell you something, you and God's going to have problems. Okay? If you disobey mom and daddy, you're disobeying God. Do y'all love God? Y'all think God knows what He's talking about? Yeah? About three of you do? All right. God's the creator of the world, isn't He? Let me tell you something. Y'all wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't be breathing if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have clothes if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have mama and daddy if it wasn't for God. There are some kids that dream and wish and pray they had a mama and a daddy. God has given us all of this. God is our creator. We are His creation. He has created the family. He has created y'all. He has created your mom and dad. And let me tell you something. God knew exactly what He was doing when He was putting you with your mom and dad. Okay? God did this. God ordained this. And God commanded us to do it His way. If God created it and God ordained it, then we better listen to Him. Right? And He has commanded us to obey Him. Then what do? We obey our mom and dad. When I obey mom and dad, I'm obeying God. And I'm listening to the commandment that God has commanded me to do. Why must we obey? Notice verse 3. "That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." I used to ask my dad, what does that mean? He said, "If you don't behave, I'm going to kill you." That's what it means. He said, "That you may live long on the earth." That means blessings. And I used to thought that I was going to lose my life if I didn't listen. But I probably would have if I didn't. Okay? All of this that your parents are doing, and you think's crazy, and you think doesn't have a place, and you think is too far, let me tell you something. Your parents is trying to train you and teach you. And God wants you to listen so that blessings can come in your life. I promise you, you will make less mistakes if you listen to your mom and dad. You will make less mistakes in your life if you'll listen to God. If you'll listen to your Sunday school teacher and you will apply this to your life, you won't make near as many mistakes. Do you realize nearly every mistake I've ever made in life was when I disobeyed my parents or disobeyed the word of the Lord. When I disobeyed it, I made a mistake. My parents tried to tell me. My dad's called me hard-headed my whole life, and I am hard-headed. When I was 17 years old, I'll never forget. I came in. I thought I knew everything. I said, "Dad, I know what I'm doing now. You listen to me." Well, I nearly lost my life that day, okay? But listen, my dad was trying to help me. My mom was trying to help me. And she wanted blessings to come in my life. Let me tell you something. Blessings come when you listen and you obey. Good things will come when we obey God and we fulfill His Word. Let me tell you, so many kids your age today is out there being disrespectful. They think everything is entitled to them, that they think they ought to own it all. They don't listen to authority. They don't listen to parents. They don't listen to anybody. You are saved. You have been born again. You are to be different than them, okay? And as I told you, this world is trying to destroy you. And all of those friends that I had in church growing up that was rebellious to authority and rebellious to mom and daddy and rebellious to the preacher, they're in prison today. They're in jail today. They've been divorced 2 and 3 times. They've got 6, 8 kids running around. They're in drugs today. They're alcoholics today. Every one of my friends that just continued on that road of disobedience is not living a very good life today. And some of the most popular people that was in our high school, West Monroe High School, that everybody looked up to, they're the ones that are in jail and in prison today because they didn't think they had to listen. Good things come when you listen to mom and dad. Good things come when you obey God. They know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about. They don't want you to be the ones on the side of the road in the car wreck that has lost their lives. They know what they're talking about. They don't want you to be the ones that are pregnant when you're 15 and 16 years old. They know what they're talking about. And understand there's consequences when you disobey the Word of God. There's consequences when you disobey mama and daddy. Mama and daddy's not crazy. God's not crazy. They know what they're talking about. And we need to listen to them. And there's been child after child, their life ruined because they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't obey. Let me tell you something. You need to love your mom and dad. You need to respect them. You need to obey them. You need to just shower them with love. Because they know what they're talking about. Okay? Because they have your good in mind. Because they know of the dangers out there that y'all don't realize yet. There are so many dangers out there that is waiting to destroy you. There are so many addictions out there right now. And let me tell you something. This preacher doesn't want to see any of you in those addictions when you grow up. Your parents don't want you in those addictions when you grow up. There are so many lifestyles that can be lived out there. And this preacher in Promised Land Church will make a stand and do anything and everything to teach you the truth so that you won't have to live that kind of life. Listen to me. But there comes a day when you got to say, "I will. I will listen to my mom and dad. I will be obedient to God. I will do anything and everything that they tell me to do." Let me tell you something. This is this preacher's opinion, okay? I'm fixing to be done. My opinion, Jesus is fixing to come back. I really think Jesus is coming back soon. I really do. Because the world is getting bad. There's so much evil in this world today. And I see young ones after young one getting devoured by this evil. And evil every day. And I don't want to lose y'all. I don't want to see the world get y'all. I don't want to see the world, and I don't want to see y'all give your life to this world. I want to see you give your life to Jesus. You know what? Your friends never gave their life for you, but Jesus gave His life for you. Won't you serve the one that gave all for you? You know why He gave all for you? Because He loves you. He loves you. If you're above 18 and you support every one of these children, I want you to stand. Children, you stay seated. I want you to look around. I want you to look around. I want you to see these mamas and daddies and these grandmas and grandpas. Y'all look here. Look here. You see all these? They love you. They want you to succeed. They don't want your life to be destroyed by this world and by sin. And if there's anybody behind you, it's these people standing right here. Every one of these adults, whether they're related to you or not, I guarantee you, they love you and they support you in everything that you're doing. And they are pouring their hearts and their lives into you. And they're investing into you. I didn't realize growing up that how much people was investing in me. You know why they're doing Awana and why they do all that? Because they're investing in you. You are our investment. And I think it's a good investment. Let me tell you something. These mamas and these daddies are not going to stand by while this world tries to devour you. We're going to make a stand. But listen to me. Y'all've got to get to the place that, you know what, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to obey mom and dad. I'm going to do what God called me to do. Y'all have temptation every day. The drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the temptation, the peer pressure, every single day. But these mom and dads love you. This world don't love you as much as they do. You hear me? This world's going to try to tell you and convince you that it loves you more than your family. This world will never love you more than your mom and dad. You listen. This world will never love you more than God. This world will never love you more than this church. And it's time that you make a stand right now. And you make that decision that, you know what, Lord, I'm going to follow my mom and dad. Because as you follow mom and dad, you're following Jesus. That's what the Bible says. I love y'all. I believe in y'all. I believe that 50 years from now, if God doesn't come back yet, I believe this church is going to still be going. You know why? Because y'all are great. And y'all are going to obey. And y'all are going to listen. I've had enough of this world. I've had enough of this world taking our kids away. And you look at me, every eye right here, look me dead in the eyes. This preacher loves you. Brother Trey, where are you? Come here. Come on. Gonna have Brother Trey running in the church house. I always felt like growing up, nobody understood me. Nobody understood where I was coming from. Nobody cared. Let me tell you something. This preacher cares. And this youth pastor cares. I promise you there's nobody that invests more at this church than Trey Emery. And it would do you well to listen. It would do you well to listen. He knows what he's talking about. He has just been there not long ago. He knows what you're going through. Listen. He loves you. And he don't want to see the devil in the world get you. Every mom and daddy that will, I want you to just make a line up here. If we need to get up here on the stage, we'll get up here on the stage. Out of the box today, but that's all right. This world sees every day. These kids see the world every day stand behind them. They need to see us and our support for them. Every mom and dad, anybody willing, y'all stand here. Let's make a line. Let's make a line. Praise God. Y'all see how many people loved y'all? Praise God. We can get on the stage if we need to. Praise God. Y'all see how many people love y'all? Y'all see how much support y'all have? This world does not love y'all as much as this group right here loves y'all. And mamas and daddies, we've had enough of this world. And we're not going to let the world get y'all. Look at this crew. Isn't this awesome? We love y'all. Jesus loves y'all. Please listen. Please obey. I want y'all, listen, if y'all become a football player, that's good. If y'all become successful, that's good. But our hopes and our prayers and our dreams is that y'all will grow up knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior and following Him and giving your all for Jesus every single day. If you see your mom and dad up here, I want you to go to them. and I want you to let them pray for you. If your mom and dad's not up here, there's some grandparents up here, and I want y'all to pray. Y'all can get on these altars together. I want y'all to find your mom and daddy. We're going to have a True Blue invitation in a minute, but let's just have a prayer service. All the mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, if you can get with your kids, if you don't have any kids down here, get with some mamas and daddies. Let's pray for them. Let's pray the hedge of God about them to protect them and their life. Y'all find a mom and daddy. Find an adoptive mom and dad if you need to. Amen. Let's get at these altars.